KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear. 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. An accident Tuesday afternoon in Montgomery County caused an estimated several thousand dollars damage, but no one was injured. Authorities say 20-year-old Colton Story of Henderson was arrested on a charge of OWI second offense after the 1990 Honda Accord he was driving hit the rear of a small utility trailer hauling a Bobcat 2200 UTV, as well as a pickup pulling the trailer. The pickup was driven by Will Horsley of Villisca. Story was also cited for minor in possession of alcohol and failure to obey a traffic control device, a stoplight. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, the collision occurred at the intersection of West Cherry Street and Highway 48. Officials say Horsley was exiting the Hy-Vee Plaza and turning north onto Highway 48 after the light turned green. Story was southbound on Highway 48 and had the red light. He told investigators Story did not slow down upon approaching the intersection and was unable to avoid the collision. Horsley's trailer, which was a total loss, while the UTV sustained about $2,000 damage, the pickup sustained damage to its trailer hitch, while Story's car was considered a total loss. Three people were arrested, one escaped apprehension, and an elderly male was injured, all following a pursuit in Pottawatomie County Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say at around 10:20 a.m., Council Bluffs Police assisted the Carter Lake Police and Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies in the apprehension of a vehicle pursuit suspect. Pott County deputies and Carter Lake Police had initiated a vehicle stop on a black Dodge Stratus with stolen plates in Carter Lake. The vehicle failed to yield and fled to Omaha and then across the I-480 bridge into Council Bluffs to the area of the Northgate Apartments at 1222 North 31st Street. Officers and deputies located one of the two suspects, 24-year-old Lathan Bills of Council Bluffs, while he was running from the area. Bills was taken into custody about two blocks from the suspect vehicle. He's been charged with eluding a police officer and taken to the Pottawatomie County Jail. Additional charges are pending completion of investigations. The second suspect, described as being a Hispanic male, fled from the scene. Authorities were unable to locate or identify that person. Officials say that while running away from the scene, Bills was allegedly involved in a confrontation with an elderly gentleman. It's believed Bills struck the man in the face, causing significant facial injuries and a possible concussion. The victim was taken to a hospital for examination. Bills was subsequently charged with willful injury for the assault. While at the scene, another officer observed a white Honda Civic traveling at a high rate of speed. The vehicle pulled into the general area where officers were searching, parked, and then two females exited the vehicle. The officer approached the vehicle and ran the license plate, finding that the vehicle had been reported stolen out of Omaha. Two women had fled from the vehicle but were eventually located in the Featherstone apartment complex. An investigation determined the stolen vehicle was not related to the initial pursuit by Carter Lake Police. The driver of the stolen vehicle, 32-year-old Jerry Stabler of Omaha, was arrested for theft in the second degree and eluding. A passenger, 23-year-old Hope Walking Bull of Council Bluffs, was arrested for eluding and possession of weapons after she was found to be in possession of brass knuckles. A juvenile female who ran away from the Clarinda Academy Tuesday afternoon was apprehended less than a half an hour after she was reported missing, not far away from the Academy campus. The Clarinda Academy is a residential foster care facility that provides residential treatment to at-risk and delinquent male and female youth from several states. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said Tuesday that the sheriff's office was notified. The Native American female was missing at around 2:34 p.m. She had been missing for about an hour prior to the facility notifying law enforcement. Personnel from the sheriff's office conducted a search of the area to the west of P Avenue on 190th Street after receiving a phone call a little after 2:30 p.m. Tuesday from an observant citizen. Just before 3 p.m., personnel from the sheriff's office located the juvenile on 190th Street about a half mile west of N Avenue, or about 4.5 miles west from the Clarinda Academy grounds. She was apprehended without further incident and transported back to the Clarinda Academy and turned over to the Academy staff. A runaway report was taken by the Clarinda Police Department. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Clarinda PD and the observant citizens of rural Page County. The driver of a 2000 Jeep Grand Cherokee escaped injury Monday morning when he stepped on the accelerator pedal instead of the brake, causing the SUV to strike a pickup at a Subway sandwich shop in Glenwood. According to Glenwood police, the accident happened around 10:40 a.m. Monday. 65-year-old Paul Allen Kreitmeyer of Glenwood was driving the SUV when the incident occurred. The Jeep struck a legally parked unoccupied pickup, which in turn hit a unoccupied legally parked Dodge Dart. After striking the pickup, the Jeep continued to move forward before hitting the building, causing the brick external wall to crack. Damage to the building was estimated at $5,000. The vehicle sustained a combined $11,500 damage. No citations were issued. In the funeral announcements, Emmert Paulson, age 97, of Exira, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Emmert Paulson will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Mildred Harris, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Mildred Harris will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Roman Lucian, age 90, of Erling, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Roman Lucian will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joe Holloway, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Joe Holloway will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Trall, age 90, formerly of Walnut, died February 10th in Georgia. Funeral services for Ruth Trall will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Flora Bloom, age 78, of Greenfield in the Fontenelle area, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Flora Bloom are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.